Heart attacks are completely unnatural. Strokes are unnatural. No humans have to have heart attacks and strokes. Hundreds of years ago, they didn't exist. We've learned too much. We know how people can protect themselves today. Years ago, there was no diabetes around. It only happens because people become overweight.
Hello, peaceful viewers, and welcome to Healthy Living for the third and final part of our series featuring the perspectives of vegan physician Dr. Joel Fuhrman. Dr. Fuhrman, a highly regarded family practitioner in the United States, specializing in the prevention and reversal of obesity and other diseases through nutrition and natural therapies, has appeared on many American radio and TV shows and written several books on nutrition, including the bestsellers Eat to Live, Disease Proof Your Child, Cholesterol Protection for Life, and Eat for Health.
Your health is really dependent on what you can do in your own home, and those are your eating habits, your exercise habits, and your personal health habits. Proper nutrition is much more powerful than medication. When you take medication for high blood pressure, it lowers your systolic blood pressure, that's the first number, and it lowers your diastolic too. But as we get older, lowering the diastolic number is not favorable. Lowering the diastolic number actually can increase your risk of having an irregular heartbeat. When you lower your blood pressure with good nutrition and watching salt, it keeps the bottom number in a favorable range and the top number down so they're closer together. It doesn't separate it as much. In other words, there are things that drugs do that are not favorable. And so we really want to avoid the use of drugs as much as possible.
A vegan diet is naturally healing and reverses chronic diseases.
If a person eats a plant-based diet with lots of fruits and vegetables and no salt, their blood pressure will drop. Of course, exercise is important too. But we can lower people's blood pressure. We can lower their cholesterol, and the atherosclerosis, the blockages or obstructions in the heart, can melt away gradually, and then people's hearts can get better without angioplasty, stent placement, or bypass surgery. I have thousands of patients all over the world who become non-diabetic. Their diabetes goes away. Their high blood pressure goes away. Their chest pains go away. Their heart disease goes away. They don't need medicines, and they don't need medical interventions. But most importantly, they don't have heart attacks, they don't have strokes, they live longer, they stay healthy, and they stay in control of their health destiny, as opposed to just taking a medication.
What is the best strategy to ensure that we get all the nutrients we need? The Good Doctor has some sage advice.
Take a box of food from the supermarket and it says vitamin A 20% or it says some nutrient on it. And we realize that that's not adequate because we don't need more of the nutrients we're already getting too much of. We need more of what we're missing. And those boxes and cans don't show all the nutrients, all the different types of hundreds of nutrients that we don't get when we eat those foods. In other words, we can add a synthetic vitamin to a food, but if the food didn't have the full spectrum of all those thousands of other nutrients, it really is not a high-nutrient food. When we take beta-carotene, lutein, lycopene, and other nutrients that are found naturally in a carrot, or a sweet potato, or an apple, we're not just getting that one nutrient, we're getting hundreds of other nutrients that come along for the ride that are so important. The key here is we need to get our nutrients from whole natural foods, not from an added to the ingredient in a packaged food. And the other point is when we're looking at nutrients in foods, we're saying that so many of these nutrients have been newly discovered and are not listed in analysis programs. For example, one of the most important nutrients we need to protect against cancer is called isothiocyanates. Isothiocyanates, also called ITCs. Now, ITCs are a very important nutrient to protect against cancer. They're found in green vegetables. They're formed in the mouth as you're chewing the vegetable. If you don't chew the vegetable and you swallow it whole, you don't form a lot of ITCs. A chemical reaction occurs as you break down the wall of that vegetable with your teeth. Now you could break it down with a juicer, with a blender, you could chop it. These compounds are anti-cancer effects. we're not going to get these compounds when we eat packaged foods. So yes, nutrients are very important, but we can't just think we're going to get the nutrients we need by taking the vitamin pill. We're not going to get everything. The only way we can get the full symphony, the full assortment of thousands of nutrients the human body needs for maximum health, is eating enough nutrient-rich, natural whole foods.
When we return, Dr. Furman will discuss how to prevent osteoporosis, a condition where the bones become brittle and are thus easily prone to fracture. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living here on Supreme Master Television and our interview with esteemed vegan physician Dr. Joel Furman. Osteoporosis, a condition where the bones become porous and weak, affects an estimated 200 million people worldwide. Dr. Furman provides his perspective on this disease and how to prevent it.
We're given information to think that milk protects us against osteoporosis and taking calcium protects us against osteoporosis. And it's really more a vitamin D issue and an exercise issue, not a milk or a calcium issue. People who take calcium through milk and eat a lot of animal products, the acid production and the acids being secreted by the digestive tract, which is caused by all the high protein animal products, that high protein causes more pressure on the kidney, and the acid causes more calcium to be leached out of the bones. And we lose much more calcium in the urine from the diet high in animal protein. So we lose too much calcium if our diet is too high in animal protein. We need some calcium in the diet, but we need much more vitamin D, much more of those other nutrients found in green vegetables, because green vegetables and sesame seeds are also high in calcium, but they also have vitamin K and other phytochemicals that are important for your bone health. So the main message here is that don't rely on medications for osteoporosis. Don't think calcium is enough. And don't think drinking milk is going to protect you. It's not. We have to exercise vigorously. We have to hop and jump and bend and do things to use our bones and keep our legs and our back strong. And we have to have sufficient vitamin D. And we have green vegetables and nuts and seeds. And that's the formula for maximum protection against osteoporosis.
Approximately 90% of the body's supply of vitamin D comes through the skin's exposure to the sun's ultraviolet rays. Unfortunately, however, the modern lifestyle limits the time spent outdoors for many people.
Vitamin D deficiency is now a problem worldwide. And it became a problem because so much of our population is working indoors, and vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin. In the last few years, we've noted that vitamin D deficiency is linked to higher rates of heart attacks and cancers, so it's very important for people to make sure they have adequate vitamin D intake. So if you're living and working indoors all the time, please be sure to take a vitamin D supplement, because if you don't get enough from any type of food, it's really coming just from from natural sunshine.
Children need a healthy start to life, so they should be fed only wholesome, nutritious foods.
What we're finding out in the scientific literature, that when the cells are growing and multiplying and dividing, they're more susceptible to the dangers of being hurt by toxic food and by poisons and chemicals. So for example, a child who you're taking to fast food restaurants and living on French fries and burgers and chips and soda, you're hurting your child. You're going to potentially increase your child's risk of cancer down the road. We have to feed children a diet of fruits and vegetables and beans and berries and seeds and very clean foods when their body is multiplying.
Switching to plant-based foods is highly beneficial for adults who currently consume animal products and processed foods.
Now, if you're an adult and you've been raised on that poor diet, you can still reduce your risk significantly. You just have to do a better job now. Eat lots of these high-nutrient foods so the body has the full potential for protection. If you go from eating unhealthy to eating very healthily, you're not going to feel better right away. You could feel worse because your body starts detoxifying. You feel really fatigued and weak and a little itchy and sometimes a little feverish. But don't worry. It only lasts a short time. The more information people learn, the more they become the expert, the more they read this information, the more they study it, the more they understand it, it makes the change easier. And it makes them deal with a temporary phase of being uncomfortable. It goes away pretty quickly. They know from the understanding of this literature how much better they're going to feel in a few weeks. And then they find, wow, I'm not tired. I don't wake up having to take a cup of coffee to get myself going in the morning. I already feel fully energized when I wake up. You can enjoy your life more.
We salute Dr. Joel Fuhrman for spreading hope and health by promoting nutritious, delicious plant-based foods. May the whole world soon follow an organic, vegan diet to attain robust health and a brighter future for our planet. Books by Dr. Fuhrman are available at www.drfuhrman.com. Good-hearted viewers, thank you for joining us on this edition of Healthy Living. Science and spirituality is next after Noteworthy News. May you always be in harmony with the universe.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/HL.